Philadelphia is planning to create 1,000 new long-term beds in homeless shelters as officials work to end a shortage that sometimes forces providers to turn people away. The Office of Homeless Services also wants to upgrade the quality of existing shelters to make them more welcoming and to encourage people to be comfortable using them. Mayor Rendy with WHYY's Billy Penn has the details.
When outdoor temperatures fall dangerously low, some shelters resort to offering people chairs instead of beds, and some even run out of chairs and have to send them away. That's according to Cheryl Hill, who heads the Office of Homeless Services. The city aims to address the problem by opening a new 350-bed shelter in North Philadelphia's Logan neighborhood and by converting other seasonal shelter spaces into long-term accommodations.
The hope is that we're really getting down to what's called a functional zero in homelessness, meaning that we're not saying you will never see anyone sleeping on the streets, but the idea is that if that person is ready to come in or needs to come in, there's somewhere for them to go.
Hill said her office is also collaborating with Jefferson Health and other organizations to provide health care inside some shelters that will help people get treated for problems sooner and take pressure off the city's emergency rooms. For Billy Penn, I'm Mayor Rendy, WHYY News.
Measles infections in the United States this year are outpacing the number we saw at this time last year, according to federal data. In Pennsylvania, there have already been 12 confirmed cases among residents. Immunologist Mino Muye of the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine says the measles virus is a threat because it attacks immune cells and makes people vulnerable to more serious illnesses.
You are losing all these cells that are supposed to protect you from other infections. And then your immune system just gets suppressed and you start seeing more secondary infections as well. So that's why it's a little bit scary to have measles.
A majority of infections nationally are happening in unvaccinated children.